Let's talk about Sarah Jessica Parker. People are wondering why she hasn't commented on Willie Garson's death. Do you have the answer to that?
We do have the answer to that. And really, it's really kind of sad. I mean, Willie Garson, who played Stanford, her best friend in Sex and the City, they were very close friends in real life. He died. Reports now are coming out that it was pancreatic cancer that took him earlier this week at age 57. And everybody from the show, all of the ladies from the show, many of the men, including Chris Noth, big on the show, all posted, you know, something, some condolence. But Sarah Jessica Parker has not. And she's been taking kind of a beating on social media for this. Is, you know, why isn't she commenting? Why isn't she saying anything? Finally, yesterday, she posted a response to Chris Noth's message of sympathy, saying, "Thank you, dearest Chris. I'm not ready yet." So, you know, you got to give a person, you know, the space. Everybody mourns differently. Everybody moves at their own pace. And she's just not ready to, you know, say anything. There is no law that you must go on Twitter, that you must go on social media when something happens and comment on it. She will, I presume, when she feels it's an appropriate time for her.
So it's come to this pushback for not being on social media and saying anything.
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, I think, very typical of, you know, kind of social media mentality where, you know, somebody just electronically beats somebody up for not responding the way that the collective group wants them to respond. Her friend died. Let her mourn a little bit. Let her process it a little bit. She doesn't have to go on social media and say something about it immediately. She will when she does.
Yeah, the criticism makes no sense. Yeah. I've been reading a lot about Daniel Craig lately and his emotional talk to the cast when they wrapped James Bond. And now he is receiving a big honor, isn't
he? Yeah, very nice honor. He was made an honorary officer of the British Royal Navy yesterday. That's the same honor that James Bond has. Who holds the rank of commander in the movies, said, "I'm delighted to welcome honorary, well, this was a First Sea Lord Admiral Sir Tony Radican, the head of the Royal Navy, who said, 'I'm delighted to welcome honorary commander Daniel Craig to the Royal Navy.' He's well known as being Commander Bond for the last 15 years, who keeps Britain safe through missions across the globe. That's what the real Royal Navy does." And Daniel Craig, you know, said that he wants to use his new military status to help UK military families deal with the kinds of things that every military family deals with when they have somebody who is, you know, in harm's way.
Good for him. I saw Ringo on Kimmel last night, and if that's what 80 looks like, bring it on.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
not bad at all. He is full of vigor. He looks terrific. He's full of peace and love.
Yes, of course.
That's for sure. He punctuates just about every sentence with that. But he talked about on the show. It's on YouTube, and you know, if you're a Beatles fan, take a look at the interview. He talks about his relationship with Paul McCartney. One of the things that I found most interesting is that he was talking about this new 6-hour Beatles docuseries that is going to be coming out from Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson. He said that apparently Peter Jackson is still working on it. It's supposed to be coming out shortly, but Peter Jackson is in New Zealand where he lives and is still working on it. He said Peter Jackson took control. We thank him for that from the bottom of my heart. It is a 6-hour masterpiece.
We have a little bit of what he said here.
Oh, good.
And he talked about how much of it he's seen.
I've seen 6 hours.
You've seen all 6 hours of it?
Yeah. But it's changed a little since then because this was early on in the year.
Okay.
And, you know, Peter Jackson, who's directing it, how great is that? Or he's editing it. And we found the crazy part about it is We found 60 odd hours of unused footage from the original documentary.
Crazy.
Yeah. What is that?
You guys were recording an album, which turned out to be Let It Be.
Yeah.
And they found all this footage.
Yeah.
And then Peter Jackson puts it together.
He did.
Did you give him any? Did you remember?
No, I had a lot of talks with Peter Jackson because I didn't actually like the original one because it was very dark. Not even dark. It was dull.
Oh.
And it was all about this argument that John and Paul had. And, and I kept saying, you know, when Peter took on, you know, he was in L.A. and he came over and I was talking to him. But there was lots of fun. There was lots of joy. You know, there wasn't only that. There was a lot of good music, of course. But also, you know, we had to laugh. Four guys in the room. It's either, you know, it's up or it's down or it's laughter or, you know, we're acting out, whatever. And so Peter, every time he came into L.A., was bringing his iPod over. He said, look what I found now. And we're like hysterical. You know, the Beatles are laughing and playing with each other. It's, you know,
wow.
It's better. But this is 6 hours long and 2 hours a night.
2 hours a night, yeah, on Disney Plus, and that is going to be something
else. And so, you know, put something cozy on.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, and it'll be out soon. And is it going to be in theaters as well?
My understanding, it's going to be Disney Plus.
Okay, good.
On November 25th. So this is what we're all going to be doing on Thanksgiving weekend.
You know it.
Watching, having a little turkey.
This is a serious message.
Love and peace. November 25th.
Peace and love.
Sorry, I got it backwards. November 25th, Disney Plus.
Dean Richards has some things to do and things to watch this weekend. Where do we begin, Dean?
Well, let's start off with a couple of events going on. One is out where it all started for Jake and Elwood in the original Blues Brothers movies. They are showing the movie at the Old Joliet Prison tonight. You get out there, they're going to open the gates at 5 o'clock, and you can go into this historic place. They're going to show the movie, The Blues Brothers, up on a giant 50-foot screen starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Should be a lot of fun. You can get info on that at JolietPrison.org. Want to bring your attention to a new show that just opened at the Goodman called American Mariachi. It is the story of the creation of an all-female mariachi band that was started because of one young lady's mother's battle with Alzheimer's disease. The only thing that got a response from her as she as the disease developed was music. So she and some of her friends and family started an all-girl mariachi band. And it's joyous. It's full of music. It's very touching as well. It's playing at the Goodman through October 24th right now. You do need to have vaccination before you can go into the Goodman. Also, music-wise, this weekend, we've got Harry Styles at the United Center. We've got the Yardbirds are going to be playing on Saturday night at the Arcata in St. Charles. Rufus Wainwright is at the Chicago Theater Saturday. Paula Cole's at the City Winery, among others. And the big movie opening this weekend, it's getting mixed reviews, and I don't 100%, when I've read some of these mixed reviews, it's clear to me that some of the reviewers never saw the original, not that you need to, or they just didn't get it. I'm talking about Dear Evan Hansen, which is, it's just a Broadway smash. It won every Tony Award that it possibly could, about this loner high school kid who's longing for acceptance, and he gets caught up in this whirlwind of lies and depression and suicide, lots of mental health issues that happen. And the story is, it's just very touching, and it's about a kid who makes a mistake, pretends to be friends with another kid, winds up taking his own life, and then concocts all these lies. That's basically what the story is about, but it's about somebody who is not seen, who is depressed and is very, very sad for most of his young life. I love the stage version, and I like very much this movie version as well. It's different. Ben Platt is back starring in it. Now, he's 27 years old playing a high school student. I will admit that at sometimes that was a little bit distracting, but that is not a deal killer whatsoever. I can't imagine another actor walking into this role and putting so much emotion into a role as Ben Platt did. Julianne Moore plays his mom in this movie. Amy Adams plays the mom of the young man who takes his own life. It's very touching. It's very moving. While the stage version was very big and bold, this movie version kind of zooms into very intimate moments. So it's different than the stage version for sure. But I am recommending it. It is exclusively in theaters this weekend. I'm giving it a Dean's List B. For the kids this weekend, there is My Little Pony, A New Generation. We'll get Bob's opinion of that on Monday.
Of course.
When he has time to watch it over and over and over again. It's it's on Netflix. For Star Wars fans, there's something new called Star Wars Visions, which is a Japanese anime twist on Star Wars that pays tribute to many of the Star Wars tradition, but has a lot of new concepts and faces in it. That one's on Disney Plus. And, you know, to me, it's never too early to start looking at some Halloween favorites. And Young Frankenstein is, Halloween or not, is just one of the greatest, funniest movies that has ever been made, starring Gene Wilder and Peter Boyle.
You mean Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. That's Frankenstein. it's streaming on Amazon Prime Video.
You know what? I'm getting nothing done these days because I think it's HBO 2 that's rerunning The Sopranos.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm in the house. I turn on the television. If that's on, I'm riveted all over again. I can't do anything else.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not a bad idea to do a little homework and kind of bone up on your Sopranos, because this Sopranos prequel movie, The Many Saints of New Jersey, it's going to be opening in, I think it's next week. I think it's next Friday. I've seen it already, and I love it. And I'll tell you much more about it. But it's going to make you want to go back and watch old Sopranos episodes.
I'm in. I'm all in on that. Have a good weekend, Dean.
Have a good weekend.
Anyway, peace and love.
talk to you Monday.